Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bite Size. It's Chris Pajak for you today. I've got loads of news stories for you today. As titled, we'll be talking about Barcelona wanting Juan Thiago Alcantara. We'll be talking about the Reds who impressed on international break. We'll be talking about Costas and his fitness, Nunes and his goal-scoring run. Klopp and Guardiola agreeing on something for once, potentially Mo Salah leaving or not. And we'll be talking about links to Gonzalo Inacio, as well as a little bit of an update on Andre. So we'll start you off with the players who've impressed on international duty. Now, I mentioned we'd be talking about Darwin Nunes. Tuesday night, he scored twice in Uruguay's 3-0 win over Bolivia in the CONMEBOL World Cup qualifying. Two quality strikes, actually. I don't know whether you've seen them or not, but the first one, ball whipped in from the sort of... from the line, and he just volleys it basically first time into the net. It's a really tidy, instinctive sort of volley to open the score. And then a close range header, really good spatial awareness to find a little pocket of space as a ball is headed back across to him. He's completely unmarked. He's in a great position, nods it comfortably into the back of the net. He's now scored in each of his last four Uruguayan matches, netting five times in the process, and has 12 goals for club and country so far this season. And the big question here is, will he start against Manchester City at the weekend? I believe he should. I believe he could give us really good attacking transitions. You know, that ball over the top and behind a really high Manchester City line could be something that Liverpool look to expose Manchester City with. McAllister was smiling after Argentina, the World Cup holders, beat Brazil by 1-0 in the Maracana Stadium, thanks to a Nicolas Otamendi second-half header. Game was marred by a clash between police and fans. It was actually a delay of around about half an hour as fight broke out in the stand, which was a bit of a mental one. But yeah, McAllister played full 90 minutes for the champions. Alisson Becker, his Brazil side, now found themselves sixth in the qualifying standings and could miss out on going to a World Cup. That would be weird to see Brazil without not at a World Cup, wouldn't it? Luis Diaz's Colombia beat Paraguay 1-0. He played 80 minutes of the game, capping an emotional week for the Liverpool man. And the Reds, the young Reds, lit up Goodison Park as England under-21s beat Northern Ireland 3-0. Harvey Elliott scored twice, while there was a first goal for Tyler Morton as well. And Jarrell Kwanza was the third Liverpool player on display for the under-21s. Obviously now Elliott... is bang in form and staking a claim for a place against Manchester City. Elsewhere, Cody Gakpo came on and scored as the Netherlands beat Gibraltar by 6-0. Kostas Tsimikas was withdrawn from the game between Greece and France as they drew 2-2. Kelleher played the first half as the Republic of Ireland drew 1-1 with New Zealand. Wataru Endo's Japan had a good day as they beat Syria 5-0. Endo played 86 minutes. Ben Doak saw a late penalty saved as Scotland under-21s were held to a goalless draw by Hungary. Scanlon got a full 90 as England under-19s thrashed Mexico 7-1. And yeah, there we are for the update. Obviously, the big one here is Kostas Tsimikas. He should be fit, according to this, is Anfield for the game against Manchester City. The reason that he never played for Greece was more to do with the fact that they were concerned over a potential suspension due to yellow cards rather than fitness. So he was one yellow card away from serving a one-match ban, which would have taken on greater significance given Greece's failure to qualify for the Euros through the traditional group route. So it was important for them that he stays available, and they didn't want him to miss a game in the future if he picked up a yellow card. So yeah, he should be fit and available. The question then is, does Tsimikas play or does Joe Gomez play at left back against Manchester City? Could be dependent on what we're doing. If we go four at the back, could Tsimikas be the one? If we play our three box three formation, could Joe Gomez be the one? Although I do understand that the experiment didn't quite work against Luton with Joe at left back.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jürgen Klopp again has been speaking out and is in agreement with Pep Guardiola this time around the 12:30 kickoff on Saturday. And Klopp has said, how can you put a game like this on at 12:30 on a Saturday? Honestly, the people making these decisions, they cannot feel football. It is not possible. And it is the moment where the world pays the most to see a football game. These two teams could have altogether about 30 international players. They all come back on the same plane, by the way, all the South American players. They all fly back together. We put them on the plane from Uruguay, Brazil, Argentina and Colombia, one game, one plane, they all come back. We just have to make sure that we're ready. And this is the thing, isn't it? You know, wouldn't it be terrible if the league and or this game was decided on who recovered best from a flight from the other side of the world? This should be the spectacle game of the Premier League. It's top versus second, and second can go top. It's a proper top of the table clash, and yet half the players are going to be jet lagged to fuck. What's that about? Like, don't, if I was the Premier League, wouldn't you want this to be the Monday night game? The spectacle that everybody can see where they've had the most rest and you put on the best football for the fans. Nah, they just want the money from TNT Sports, and TNT Sports want the best game, and their slot is 12:30 on the Saturday. So we get screwed again. John Barnes randomly has been speaking out. I didn't mention this when I did the YouTube show. I'm sure he was doing something for Quality Street. Yeah, speaking at a Quality Street sustainability campaign this week, Barnes said of Salah, we know the situation with Mo. He's a hero for Muslims all over the world and he'll be a hero in Saudi Arabia. But he said he wants to stay at Liverpool for the remainder of his contract. I'm sure that opportunity for Saudi Arabia will arise. As for when, we don't know. I expect him to stay at Liverpool for the next 2 years. If it changes, then it changes. He didn't go because he wanted to stay at Liverpool and Liverpool wanted to keep him. He'll be 32, 33 at the end of his contract, so I don't think him going is for the immediate future in January or next summer. Barnsley echoing the thoughts of every Liverpool fan. Thank you very much, John. The bigger story, I suppose, today is that Barcelona are interested in Thiago Alcantara. According to multiple reports from Spain, Mundo Deportivo being one of them. Obviously, Gavi's picked up a lengthy spell on the sidelines, picked up an injury, a serious knee injury while on international duty with Spain. And Barcelona are now being forced to look at potential options. One of those options is former Barcelona player and graduate Thiago Alcantara. Now, it seems a bit of a strange one for me, this, because Thiago is injured. And, you know, replacing an injured player, Gavi, with another injured player, Thiago, although he is due back any day now, seems a little bit strange. Would they be wanting to pay a fee? Would they be wanting to pay a loan fee, etc., etc.? Who knows? I can't imagine it. Would Liverpool stand in the way with the options that they got and how comfortable they might feel with the potential midfielders that they've got at the football club now? Who knows? It's more likely to me that it's a small fee, £2 to £5 million, for Thiago to go in January, or he stays until the end of his contract. I'd be really surprised if Barcelona wanted Thiago while he's not fit. I would. He'd have to at least play for the next 6 weeks, and Thiago can't play for 6 weeks. Obviously, there's another story that broke a couple of days ago, and that is Liverpool are plotting a January swoop for Portuguese defender Gonzalo Inacio. Obviously, we're looking for a target, apparently, after dropping interest in Andre, who is a defensive target. This could be the guy, a potential long-term partner for Virgil van Dijk. And that sentence is a little bit of a strange one, isn't it? But I suppose it does point to the fact that we do have a long-term partner for Virgil van Dijk, and I think his name is Ibu Konate. But I think there are genuine concerns about Ibu's fitness and his injury proneness at the moment. It would be nice to see somebody like an Inacio coming in. £52 million seems a lot of money, and it would be a release clause, and you would have to pay the release clause, obviously, in January. Could you wait till the summer, maybe try and chip it down a little bit, or would Sporting play hardball and say, look, pay it regardless? If you're going to have to pay it regardless, maybe you do pay it in January, maybe you get him settled in, a la Gakpo, a la Diaz, in the January transfer window, and maybe you get a little boost for a title charge. It could be something, but we're waiting with bated breath on this one, but it does sound like Liverpool are switching their attention from a defence midfielder to a defender right now. And again, this is backed up by an article in The Standard saying that Fulham are ahead, or reiterating, I should say, that Fulham are ahead of Liverpool and Manchester United in the race to sign the 30 million Brazil star. Marco Silva wants him. The chief executive of Fulham, Alistair McIntosh, flew to Brazil for face-to-face talks last week. And the interesting line from this one for me is, let me see if I can find it. I can't find the line. Let me see. His signing will be a major coup for Fulham, with Liverpool out of the race and looking at defensive targets. Manchester United have only inquired so far. And this really is the first time I've seen it in an article with Andre for a week or so, where it said, with Liverpool out of the race and looking at defensive targets. It's to each their own. I mean, I do think Liverpool would benefit from the signing of Andre, but I do think Liverpool would benefit from defensive reinforcements as well. So, yeah, my gut is telling me that Liverpool think they've got too many midfielders at the football club to be adding another one and not enough defenders. And with Robertson's injury, Konate and Matip's and Joe Gomez all being fairly injury prone, I think they're probably right, to be fair. Although I'd love both of them if we could. So there you go. That has been Bite Size for today, Wednesday the 20th of November. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this podcast. I've been Chris Pajak. Love you. Goodbye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.